Good afternoon and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho, California. Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale and the season finale for the Rawhide. They're facing the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, or the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, while your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's a bullpen day for the Quakes. On the mound today is Noah Ruin, right-handed pitcher. Expected to go probably two, maybe three innings. We'll see what his pitch count is throughout those innings. Expected reliever is an MLB rehabber, Joe Kelly. He pitched 2 days ago against the Rawhide, and he is slated to pitch again today. Tell you more about him as he takes the mound in probably 4 to 5 innings. Here's the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide. Leading off in center field is Drew Jones, followed by the second baseman, Yansel Luis. Batting third in right field, Christian Robinson. In the cleanup spot, the shortstop, Jose Fernandez. Batting fifth in left field is Anderson Rojas, followed by the third baseman, Kevin Sim. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, Johan Benitez, followed by the catcher, Jeremiah Boyd. And batting ninth for the Rawhide at first base is Raquelman Cabral. On the mound for the Hide is the right-handed pitcher, Lorenzo Encarnacion. Here's the lineup for the Quakes that he'll be facing. Leading off at shortstop is Jordan Thompson, followed by the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz. Batting third in center is Sam Mongelli. In the cleanup spot, it's Jake Geloff at third base. Batting fifth at first, Joe Vetrano. Then the left fielder, Luis Rodriguez. Batting seventh behind the plate is Simon Reed, followed by the right fielder, Jose Izarra. And batting ninth for the Quakes is the second baseman, Wilman Diaz. Again, Noah Ruin on the mound for the Quakes. And we are ready for first pitch. Few clouds in the sky, but no shadows on the field. A gorgeous day for the season finale. Right-handed pitcher on the mound, Ruin delivers to Drew Jones. He swings the slow ground ball to the third baseman. Third baseman Geloff lets it go, seeing if it's going to trickle foul. It doesn't. It hits the third base bag, and Drew Jones is safe off the bat as soon as I saw how slow it was, immediately thinking there's a chance that Drew Jones beats it out. Jake Geloff thought the same thing. That's why he decided to let it go and see if it will roll foul. It did not. It hit the third base bag. And that's how Drew Jones is on first, the first hit of the day. First pitch to Luis is a strike on the inside corner. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Luis is batting from the left side, switch hitter for the Rawhide. Pitch is swung on and missed. Wind blowing out towards right per usual. Ruin 1-1, a 2.61 ERA. Pickoff attempt at first. Jones back safely diving. It is 88 degrees here in Rancho. Gorgeous day. If you're in the sun, might be a little hot. Probably feels more like mid-90s if you're in the sun, but in the shade with some breeze, not a bad day for baseball at all. 0-2, runner takes off for a second. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. This is Ruin's first career start and 10th overall appearance with the Quakes. This is the fourth time that he's facing the Rawhide this season. Drew takes off again. The pitch is outside. The throw to second is in time. They got him. Drew Jones is caught stealing for just the second time this season. One down. And Yansel Luis is batting from the left side still. Now nobody on and a 1-2 count. Ruin against the Rawhide. He's 1-0 this year. and he has not allowed an earned run against the Rawhide in his three appearances. The pitch is fouled off. Remember, his appearances are all out of relief. He's only thrown 3 2/3 innings against the Hide, giving up two hits, three now with Jones being out and having an infield single to start off this inning. So three hits. He did give up one run, but it was unearned. The pitch to Luis is swung on, lined foul yet again, third base side. Well, on a bullpen day, this is what you want the Rawhide to do. You want them to have long at-bats, start depleting the bullpen. Now, of course, I suppose it doesn't truly make a huge impact when this is the final day of the series. It's not like there's a day tomorrow to play where you've depleted their bullpen and now they might not be able to throw everyone that they want, as that pitch misses outside for ball two. And before the Quakes start their playoff series against Inland, they do have a day off tomorrow, so it's not like they're really the Rawhide long at bats here will be affecting their bullpen too much, as the pitch to Luis is swung on and missed for strike three. Two away now as Christian Robinson steps to the plate. Robinson had a home run yesterday. He is 9 this season with the Rawhide. Four of the home runs have been in this series. He hit two nights ago. The pitch to Robinson is swung on, a slow ground ball, third base side. This time it definitely stays fair. Third baseman picks it up. No throw to first. Robinson too fast, another infield single for the Rawhide. Now Jose Fernandez bats from the left side. Two away, runner on first. Robinson is fast. He might decide to take off. He has 18 stolen bases, only been caught three times. Robinson takes off on the first pitch. It is a strike at the knees. The catcher does not get the throw off. It's Simon Reed behind the plate catching for Noah Ruin. Third baseman Jake Geloff. The shortstop is Jordan Thompson. Second baseman Wilman Diaz. And at first is Joe Vetrano. From left to right, Luis Rodriguez, Sam Mongelli, and Jose Izarra. 0-1. Grounded foul, third base side. Ruin, in his last overall appearance, earned his first professional win with an inning and two-thirds of scoreless relief. The pitch is swung on, a high fly ball into shallow left field. Rodriguez comes in. The shortstop goes out. It's the shortstop, Thompson, who makes the catch, and Rodriguez is able to avoid colliding with him. That does end the inning. Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position. We are scoreless, and Lorenzo Encarnacion will be on the mound for the Rawhide. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Comes to trucks. No one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Lorenzo Encarnacion on the mound for the Hyde. He will face Jordan Thompson to start off this inning. Due up after him is the designated hitter, Jesus Galiz, then Sam Mongelli, and Jake Geloff, then Joe Vitrano, Luis Rodriguez, Simon Reed, Jose Azara, and Wilman Diaz. And now Encarnacion's belt apparently has broken, and someone is running out to give him their belt. What a great teammate. That might be Philip Abner. I'm not sure. Not the first time I've seen the Rawhide belts break. We've seen that a few times. Less times this year. But 2 years ago, it felt like we had a broken belt almost every other game. So we're still waiting on the first pitch to Jordan Thompson. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate today is Tatum Littleton. And on the bases for the umpiring crew is David Sabal. Catching for Encarnacion today is Jeremiah Boyd. Third baseman, Kevin Sim. Shortstop, Jose Fernandez. At second, Yansel Luis. And at first, it is Raquelman Cabral. The first pitch to Thompson. Misses in ball one. In the outfield for the Rawhide, in left, it's Anderson Rojas. Center, Drew Jones. And in right, Christian Robinson. Pitch misses low, ball two. The pitch, fouled off. Encarnacion 0-7 this season, a 7.69 ERA. That pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Nope, fouled off. Never mind. Boyd didn't hold on to it. Well, premature. I got excited. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the third baseman. Sim picks it. The throw to first is in time. So one more pitch. Not a strikeout. But they got the out. One down. Jesus Galiz, the designated hitter, comes to the plate. He's batting 267 on the season. Pitch from Encarnacion misses in. Encarnacion is 21 years old. He'll turn 22 in November this year. The pitch is a little high. 5'11", 180 pounds, originally from the Dominican Republic, and was signed as an international free agent in January of 21. That's a strike at the knees. 2-1 count. The pitch. Grounded again to the third baseman. A one hopper, a high hop for Sim. Throw to first is still in plenty of time for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for Sam Mongelli. First pitch to Mongelli misses in. The pitch is a little low. 2-0 count. Encarnacion delivers. There's a strike at the knees. 2-1 count. And the pitch. Low ball three. Encarnacion, this is his 15th start of the season with the Rawhide. He's thrown 60 innings for the Hide, striking out 54, walking 27. And the pitch is a little outside. Ball four. Mongelli draws a two-out walk for the first base runner of the day for the Quakes. Runner on first, two away in a scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first inning. The pitch to Geloff misses in. Pick off attempt, not in time. And the 1-0. Well hit ball towards left field. Rojas goes back. He runs out of room. A two-run blast for Jake Geloff. His fifth home run of the season puts the Quakes on the board. 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Now Joe Vetrano comes to the plate with the Quakes leading. Geloff hit a home run yesterday, a two-run blast. Pitch is low. He also hit one on Wednesday night. And a grand slam on Tuesday. The pitch is low to Vetrano, 2-0 count. So he's hit three this series now. Just been a home run fest, really, for both teams. Again, Robinson has had four home runs this series. Kevin Sims had a home run. The pitch is low with the Quakes, who are known for hitting home runs. They've had quite a few. They had three in one game alone in the first game. But again, that's what the Quakes do. That's what the Dodgers do. That's what they sign and draft. 3-0, high ball four. Four-pitch walk given up to Vetrano. Runner on first, two away. So one thing that I was talking to the voice of the Quakes, Mike Linscog, it must have been early in the year. I think it was when the Quakes visited Valley Strong Ballpark in May. He said that they had a point in the season, again, I think it was mid-May, that the Quakes were averaging less than one home run per game, which was unlike them. That hasn't happened in quite a few years, and that's, again, just how the Dodgers draft. They draft and sign guys who hit the ball really, really far, and they sign pitchers who throw the ball really, really hard. It's just what the Dodgers do. Not always necessarily known for their speed. I mean, I'm looking at their lineup today. Jose Azara has stolen 10 bases. Rodriguez 11. Everyone else is less than 5 stolen bases this season. Kendall George, who's not in the lineup today, he is very fast. He's not known for his home runs or his power. He will be the type of guy who's fast and gets on base and creates havoc on the bases. The first pitch to Luis Rodriguez is a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1 count. Pitch is low. Rodriguez batting 271 this season. Yesterday he hit a double and he walked. He was 1-for-3. 1-1. Popped up. Right field side, foul territory. Cabral, the first baseman, gives chase, but he runs out of room as it lands one row into the stands. A ball and two strikes. So Encarnacion, the last time he pitched, he did take the loss, but he threw five innings against the Fresno Grizzlies last Sunday. Eight hits, six runs, one walk, seven strikeouts. Those seven strikeouts tied his season high. He's struck out seven four times this season. A ball and two strikes, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's the first strikeout of the inning for Encarnacion. And it ends the first inning, but the Quakes take a 2-0 lead thanks to Jake Geloff's fifth home run of the season and his third of the series. 2-0 ball game going into the second. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Rawhide Trail 2-0. Anderson Rojas leads it off for the Rawhide. He's batting from the left against the right-handed pitcher Ruin, who delivers a ball inside. Infield shifting to the right. Outfield slightly to the right with the left fielder Rodriguez playing a little bit in. The pitch is swung on, a shallow pop fly into center field. Second baseman Diaz makes the catch about 10-15 feet on the outfield grass for the first out of the second inning. Kevin Sim now bats from the right. Sim hit a home run yesterday. He now has three this season. Sim batting 250. He's the third baseman this afternoon for the Hyde. Here's the pitch. It is outside. Ball one. Kevin Sim actually from just outside Lake Elsinore, so he'll be heading home after this game. Some of the guys who have their car here, they're driving back to their hometown as the pitch is outside. Some are flying back to wherever they're from. Some guys are actually flying to Arizona for instructionals. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Hard ground ball to the third baseman. Geloff has it. The throw to first beats Sim for the second out of the inning. Here's the designated hitter, Johan Benitez. Switch hitter for the Hyde, batting from the left side. Ruin sets. And the pitch, squaring to bunt. He pulls back. It's a ball inside. One oh. Little outside ball two. Ruin was drafted this year in the 12th round by the Dodgers out of Tyler Junior College in Tyler, Texas. Again, his last appearance was just a few days ago against the Rawhide as the pitch is outside. On Thursday, he earned his first professional win and came against the Rawhide after throwing an inning and two-thirds. Pitch is low and in. Against the Rawhide, he struck out two that day. No hits, no runs, no walks. He ended up with his first pro win. Benitez is now on first as he drew the walk. The pitch to Jeremiah Boyd is low, ball one. JB batting 158 this season. He has quickly become a fan favorite for the Rawhide, even though he's been here for less than a month. The pitch is actually a pickoff attempt at first, and Benitez is back safely diving. Benitez does have four stolen bases in seven attempts this year. Pitch to Boyd is outside. Boyd fouls it off. 2-1 count. So Ruin in his first professional start. Again, this is his 10th overall appearance. He's thrown 11 innings for the Quakes. The pitch is outside. In 11 innings, he has struck out 11 while walking three. Opponents are batting just 189 against him this year. 3-1 count to Boyd. Hitters count for the catcher. Benitez, the runner on first. Benitez takes off. The pitch is a strike. Here's a throw to second. It is not in time. A low throw from the catcher, Reed. I mean, so low, I thought maybe he was just firing it back to Ruin. It bounced in front of the second baseman twice. But Benitez has his fifth stolen base of the season. A runner in scoring position for the Hyde as they trail 2-0 in the second. There are two outs, and it's a full count. 3-2. Fouled off. Boyd stays alive. Three, two count. Ruin just 20 years old. He'll turn 21 next year. Payoff pitch. Runner takes off for third, but it is fouled off into the stands. Before joining the Quakes, he did pitch in one game in the Complex League. He threw just five pitches in the one inning that he threw. Talk about efficiency, and he did get a strikeout. I'm going to have to look at the box score to see if they have the pitch-by-pitch there. The pitch to Boyd is swung on. A line drive towards left field. It one hops the wall. Benitez scores easily. Boyd goes to second. And Jeremiah Boyd with an RBI double to put the Rawhide on the board. 2-1, Quakes lead. Here comes Raquelman Cabral. He's batting from the left. First baseman today batting 187 this season. Pitch misses in, ball one. The pitch is outside. Waiting for the pitch to Cabral, the 2-0 fouled off. So I'm looking at that box score that I talked about for his, for Noah Ruin's first appearance. At least I'm trying to find the box score. Remember, he only had 5 pitches in the 1 inning, and it's exactly what I think happened. Here's the pitch. It is popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Geloff gives chase. He's running out of room, and he just misses it. It does land in foul territory. So 5 pitches, 1 inning with a strikeout. He induced a ground out to short with 1 pitch, a pop out to second with the other pitch, and then a strikeout swinging on 3 pitches. That is the definition of efficiency. The only thing more efficient would be instead of a strikeout if he induced a ground ball with 1 pitch for that final out. There is movement in the pen for the Quakes. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Pitch to Cabral. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Cabral strikes out to end the inning, but the Rawhide do get on the board thanks to Jeremiah Boyd's RBI double. 2-1 ball game as we head into the bottom of the second. The Quakes lead. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Simon Reed leads it off for the Quakes. He takes ball one outside from Encarnacion. Bottom of the second inning, Quakes lead 2-1. The pitch is swung on, lined into shallow center field, a leadoff base hit for the catcher. Jose Azara, the right fielder, comes to the plate. Azara batting .218 this year. Pitch is swung on and missed. Reed has not attempted a stolen base this season. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. This is the third time that Encarnacion is facing the Quakes. Last time was at Valley Strong Ballpark. He was not part of the decision on August 20th. Only threw 2 2/3 innings in his start. The pitch swung on and missed for strike 3. Azara swings and misses on a breaking ball. That strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. Second strikeout of the day for Encarnacion, and now Wilman Diaz, number 9 batter. He is batting from the right side with a .266 batting average this year. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the first baseman. Cabral bobbles it for a second. He does tag first for the out. The reason why he bobbled it, he started to turn his body as if he would throw to second base. Luckily for him, he didn't miss it completely. It did hit off his glove, and he was able to recover and still get an out, but there's a runner in scoring position with two outs. Top of the order, Jordan Thompson at the plate. He hit a ground ball to third in his first at-bat. Pitch is high. It is Joe Kelly warming in the pen for the Quakes now. That pitch misses in. Two balls and a strike. Infield is back with two outs. 2-1. Inside ball three. Gap in left center for Thompson as the left fielder Rojas shading a little bit closer to the line. The pitch, ground ball, diving as the third baseman Sim. He has it, stands up, the throw to first is offline. Oh, what a fantastic play by Kevin Sim. Cabral did stretch, trying to keep his foot on the bag, unable to do so. Oh, would have been a fantastic play. Well, it is an infield single for Thompson. And Jesus Galiz bats from the right side. The pitch fouled off into the netting. Runners on the corners, two away. Galiz grounds it out to third himself. That was back in the first inning. The pitch is outside. Quakes lead 2-1 in the bottom of the second. The pitch is swung on. Deep line drive towards left center field. It's starting to hook away from Drew Jones, but he makes the catch on his feet to end the inning. The Quakes strand runners on the corners. They still lead by one. Let's go into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Joe Kelly on the mound for the Quakes. It is his second rehab appearance this week with the Quakes. He is coming back from right forearm inflammation. He pitched on Friday, throwing a scoreless fifth inning, giving up one hit, no walks, no strikeouts. The one hit was to Yansel Luis. No, beg your pardon. To Jose Fernandez, an infield single to the third baseman. And now Drew Jones at the plate. Jones had an infield single in his first at-bat. Here's the pitch from Kelly. It's a strike on the inside corner. Joe Kelly sets. 0-1 to Jones. A ground ball chopper over the head of the pitcher's mound. Kelly picks it up behind the mound. The throw to first in time to get the speedy Jones. One away, nobody on, and Yansel Luis comes to the plate. So the last time that Kelly pitched on Friday, I made fun of the fact that they rebuilt the mound for him. And I think I said something to the effect of, why don't you just build a whole new ballpark for him? A little snarky, but, you know, it's warranted. It's fine. I'm a Joe Kelly fan. I can say it. We're waiting on the first pitch to Luis. Here it is. It swung on and missed strike one. The reason why I said is I've never seen that before. I've seen plenty of rehab appearances over the last 5 years, but I've never seen this before, and I found out yesterday why it did happen. The pitch to Luis is a deep fly ball to left center field. The center fielder, Mongelli, goes over to make the catch for the second out of the inning. So when Julio Urias was here, I want to say a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, as Shoemaker comes out to relieve Kelly, two outs. How many pitches was that? I'm sorry, I got distracted. What? I guess he's fine. Probably going to go meet the Dodgers later tomorrow or something. Well, I'm going to finish off this story. We're just not going to do a break between pitchers right now, except I think are they going to make Joe Kelly stay in the game? So there's technically a minimum of how many guys you're supposed to face. You only face two. I think they might be saying, hey, he needs to stay in, and maybe the umpires are saying, well, he's a MLB rehabber. He can do whatever he wants, and now we don't know. So this is amazing. Okay, so because Joe Kelly is technically supposed to face three batters, they are going to intentionally walk Christian Robinson in order to have it technically be three batters, and now Joe Kelly is leaving the game. This is ridiculous. This is more ridiculous than rebuilding a mound. My goodness. Well, Amanda Pachurko, she's here, one of our season ticket holders. I think she came here low-key specifically just for Joe Kelly. Amanda, I hope it's okay. They only saw like four pitches from Joe. I know you're here for the Rawhide too, but not very many pitches seen by Joe Kelly. So, interesting. Apparently, Joe Kelly's just fine. I know he threw a live BP on Tuesday. And then pitched in a game on Friday, pitched a full inning here. He only faced two batters really quick as well. I want to finish telling you why they rebuilt the mound. So when Urias was here a few months ago, he told John Shoemaker, the manager for the Quakes, that it got a little clumpy towards the end or maybe right when he was starting. So Shu wanted to make sure that did not happen for Joe Kelly. Of course, no one wants these MLB rehabbers to get hurt. They want to make sure that this field is in good condition for them. So Shu asked the grounds crew to come in and rebuild the mound to make sure that Joe Kelly was comfortable. So that's why they have been rebuilding the mound before his rehab appearances. And I'm sorry I did not tell you that story a little bit cleaner, as I was distracted by the fact that Joe Kelly pitched like four pitches before he was taken out. Okay, there's a runner on first. Well, technically, Christian Robinson can say that he was walked by Joe Kelly. That counts for something. Two away, runner on first as Jose Fernandez bats from the right side. And now Doolin is on the mound for the Quakes. First pitch, Robinson takes off. The pitch is outside, no throw from the catcher. Robinson has his 19th stolen base of the season. I want to get you the final pitch count for Kelly. This is very important to me. Four pitches, four strikes. What a guy. More than likely be rejoining the Dodgers, I'd assume, next week. The pitch misses. I don't see a reason for him to have another rehab appearance, especially when he only throws four pitches, two outs. Fernandez flat out to left in his first at-bat. 2-0, runner on second. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Doolin, a right-handed pitcher, Liam Doolin. He checks the runner, now delivers. It's a pitch low in the dirt. Home plate umpire, Littleton, appeals down to Sabal. David Sabal says that Fernandez did hold, did not go. So it's a 3-1 count, hitter's count for the shortstop. Robinson takes off for third. The pitch is popped up in the infield. Third baseman Geloff is giving chase in foul territory. Robinson trying to make sure he doesn't run into any of the Quakes players. But Geloff does make the catch. And that ends the inning. Rawhide strand a runner in scoring position because of an intentional walk given up by Joe Kelly. We're heading into the bottom of the third. The Quakes still lead 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Thank you.
San Mongeli leads it off in the bottom of the third inning. Quakes lead 2-1. Encarnacion is back on the mound. He delivers ball one high and in. Mongeli in his first at-bat against Encarnacion drew a two-out walk and then scored the first run of the game. Pitch is a strike, and he scored the first run of the game because of Jake Geloff's home run. Geloff currently on deck. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. So I went in to speak to Mike Linscog, who's the voice for the Quakes, to get some information on what the heck just went on with Joe Kelly, of him leaving the field and coming back on the field and then officially leaving the field. The pitch is outside. He said that the Dodgers told Shu that they wanted him to be used kind of in an emergency situation where he's coming in with runners on. You're not going to have a plan to when you're going to warm and things like that. Here's the pitch. It is low, ball three. So usually with rehab appearances, they have a plan. They know exactly how many pitches they're throwing, how many batters they're facing. They know what inning they're coming in, that kind of thing. But that obviously did not occur. As the pitch has popped up into shallow left field, Rojas went back at first. Now he has to come back in. It's Jose Fernandez, the shortstop, who makes the catch. One away. So Joe Kelly did start warming in the second inning when there were runners on, and Ruan was able to get out of it, so Kelly did not come in that inning. I think maybe the idea was if Ruan couldn't get out of it, they'd bring in Joe, but the issue is he didn't come in, and I think because he started to get warm, they did not want him to sit down and get cold. The pitch is fouled off, even though that is quite normal to happen for a pitcher, specifically in Major League Baseball. Joe Kelly has done that plenty of times, I'm sure, in his career, but you don't always want that to happen when you're rehabbing back. You don't want to cause more inflammation, but for whatever reason, because he came in, started warming, and then this is me speculating. I assume that's why he ended up coming in a new inning. And then for whatever reason, only threw four pitches. The pitch misses outside, ball one. Oh, no, I was talking to Mike, and both of us basically kept saying, I don't know, man, I don't know, man, shaking our heads, trying to wrap our heads around this. The 1-2 is low in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. So I think we're just going to have to chalk that one up to minor league baseball, and baseball is weird. And even though you might think you know the plan, you just never do. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. Grounded, foul, third base side. Bottom of the third inning, the Quakes lead 2-1. Here's the 2-2. It's low. Ball three. Geloff swings. It's one hopper back to the pitcher, Encarnacion. He lobs it to first for the second out of the third inning. Joe Vitrano, who walked in his first at-bat against Encarnacion, he comes to the plate. Two away, nobody on. Quakes lead by one. The pitch just a little outside. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. That pitch is low. So again, the last time Encarnacion faced the Quakes, he only threw 2 2/3 innings in the start back in August in Visalia. Gave up four runs, three of them earned off of three hits. Ventrano drills this one towards center. Jones takes about five steps back, makes the catch in straightaway center field for the final out of the inning. That's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Encarnacion. 2-1 ball game heading into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Anderson Rojas leads it off for the Rawhide in the top of the fourth inning. It's a 2-1 ball game with the Quakes leading. First pitch to Rojas misses high. It is Liam Doolin on the mound. He came in to get the final out of the third in relief for Joe Kelly. So this is the third pitcher of the day for the Quakes. The pitch is fouled off. 1-1 count. Doolin 3-0 with a 3.68 ERA. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the first baseman. Ventrano has it and tags first. One down. Kevin Sim, who grounds it out to third in his first at-bat, steps to the plate. Went to school at University of San Diego. Doolin in his 20th appearance. He has thrown 37 innings for the Quakes. Striking out 38, walking 15. The pitch misses, out ball one. Opponents batting 221 against Doolin this year. 1-0 count, one down. Here's the pitch. It swung on line towards right center. Center fielder Mongelli came in. Now he has to go back. He can't get to it. It's over his head. Sim cruises into second. Kevin Sim with his seventh double of the year. A line drive. I just kept on going. Again, Mongelli just took a bad angle on it. I'm not sure if he was coming in at first or it just had a lot of spin and ended up going over the head of Mongelli. Either way, Sim has the fourth hit of the day for the Rawhide, and he is on second, representing the tying run in the top of the fourth. Johan Benitez, who walked in his first at-bat, he bats from the left side. First pitch, he squares to bunt, gets it down in front of the pitcher's mound. Doolin picks it up, throws to first, just in time to get Benitez a successful sacrifice bunt. Sim moves up to third. There's two away now. And Jeremiah Boyd, who drove in the first run of the game, he's at the plate. Boyd had a wall ball double. That was in the second inning, and it drove in Benitez. Runner on third is Sim, two down. Pitch misses out. Mentioned that Sim, who's the runner on third, he'll be driving back home after today's game. Boyd will be flying back home and then getting on a flight later this week to go to Tennessee to get married, as the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. He is 6 days away from getting married. It's definitely wedding season. When you work in baseball or play baseball or coach, you have a wedding season, as the pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. It's usually the months of October through maybe February, but in reality, it's usually October, November. Working in baseball, I have three weddings that I was invited to in October. One, two, count, two away, infield back. Runner on third is Sim, and the pitch. Cold, strike three on the outside corner. Boyd knew it. He strikes out looking. And that will end the fourth. The Rawhide strand the potential tying run on third. Still plenty of ball game left. Bottom of the fourth coming up with the Quakes leading 2-1. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-2-23.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Quakes still lead 2-1. Luis Rodriguez, Simon Reed, and Jose Azara all due up in this inning. Encarnacion is back on the mound. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. He delivers, and the pitch is fouled off 0-2. Last time that Encarnacion pitched here at Lone Mart Field, he took the loss back on June 30th. He threw just 3 1/3 innings against the Quakes. 7 hits, 8 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. The pitch is outside. Back in the third, he had a 1-2-3 inning of work, his first 1-2-3 inning. 1-2, a little outside. Pitch is fouled off again, first base side. Two, two, outside. So far today, Encarnacion has thrown 3 innings for the Hyde. 2 runs, 3 hits. He has walked 2, but has also struck out 2. Rodriguez struck out in his first at-bat. The 3-2 is swung on a chopper on the left side of the infield. Fernandez has it on one hop, keeps his feet moving. The throw to first retires Rodriguez. One down, nobody on for the catcher, Simon Reed. He singled into center field in the second inning. Made it all the way to third, but was stranded there when Galiz lined out to center. This is Reed's first game of the series. This is the series finale and season finale. Pitch misses outside. That pitch misses again, 2-0 now. Low, ball three. Reed batting 238 this year. 11 doubles, no triples, a home run, and 15 RBI. 3-0, had the green light. Fouls it off left field side. Rojas gives chase. He's right on the foul line, and he makes catch in foul territory. Two away. Off the bat, I thought that was definitely going to be out of play, but remember, foul territory in deep left and right field get extended because of the bullpens that are down there. Rojas ends up making the catch in the bullpen of the Quakes. Two away, nobody on is Jose Azara. The right fielder steps to the plate. Takes a ball low. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Pitch is swung on, ground ball through into center field. A two-out base hit for Azara. And Wilman Diaz, the second baseman, will come to the plate with two away. Azara is a threat to steal. He has 10 stolen bases in 12 attempts this year. And the pitch is fouled off. Oh, one. Runner takes off. The pitch is high. The throw to second is in time. They got him. Second baseman Luis picks the throw from Boyd and tags Azara to end the inning. Just the third time Azara has been caught stealing this year. Diaz will lead off the fifth inning, but first we're going into the top of the fifth with Raquelman Cabral, Drew Jones, and Yansel Luis due up. Quakes lead 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Raquelman Cabral leads it off for the Rawhide, batting from the left. He struck out swinging in his first at-bat. First pitch from Julian is swung on and missed. Julian has thrown an inning and a third so far. Did give up a double. The pitch fouled off. He's also struck out a batter. Oh, 2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Cabral strikes out swinging on a high outside fastball for the first out of the inning. Top of the order, Drew Jones at the plate. He is 1-for-2 today. An infield single down the third baseline. Then he retired. He was retired when he grounds it out to the pitcher, Joe Kelly. The pitch is outside. 2-1 ball game. The Rawhide trail in the fifth. This is the final game of the season for the Rawhide. After this, everyone will fly home or drive home. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. There are a few players who actually are coming back to Visalia and will end up flying out of Fresno. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Here's the pitch. It's outside and low. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch to Jones. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jones strikes out for the second out of the inning. That's three consecutive strikeouts for Doolin now. Two away, nobody on for Yansel Luis. He checks his swing on a low inside pitch. Pitch is swung on and missed. There's a breaking ball from Doolin. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. One ball, two strikes as Luis calls for time. Luis has struck out, and he's also flied out to center today. And the pitch is low. Pitch is swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. Reed will have to step up and throw to first to complete the strikeout. He does so successfully, and Doolin strikes out the side. Four consecutive strikeouts now for the right-handed pitcher. We are halfway through this one with the Quakes leading 2-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Low performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Encarnacion is back on the mound for the fifth inning. Halfway through this one, Quakes lead 2-1. Encarnacion just over 70 pitches now. A little bit of stretches going on in the Rawhide bullpen, but no one actually up and warming. The first pitch to Diaz is swung on. A soft line drive into shallow left center field. And now Diaz is heading for second. Here's the throw. He's safe. Diaz. taking advantage and making it to second. Read it the whole way, decided to take off. And that will be a double. There was no bobble in the outfield. Here's Thompson, runner in scoring position. Quakes already lead by one. The pitch is a strike in the outside corner. Pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2 to Thompson, who has grounded out to third. He's also singled to third today. Pitch misses low and out. Pitch misses low. Two balls, two strikes. Encarnacion delivers. The pitch is lined into right field. Two hops in front of Robinson. They're going to try to send Diaz now. A late break. Runners are on the corners. Robinson gets the ball in quickly. Nobody out. Runners on the corners. Here is Jesus Galiz, the designated hitter. He has grounded out to third. Andy is lined out to center today. Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, out to have a conversation. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn team, a full-service real estate team. They're proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. A double for Diaz, though, frankly, it should have been a single. It was hit softly into shallow left center field. Rojas, I wouldn't say he was lollygagging it per se. Just Diaz realized that Rojas wasn't sprinting in to get the ball. So he took off for second and made it safely. He then advances to third with Thompson's single into right field. Runners are on the corners. Nobody out. And here's the DH, Galiz. First pitch is high and in. Infield shading slightly to the left. They are at double play depth. No shift in the outfield. The pitch gets by the catcher, Boyd. Here comes Diaz. No throw to the plate. A wild pitch on Encarnacion scores Diaz, and Thompson moves to second. A pitch that was coming right for Galiz. He was able to get out of the way. Now 3-1, Quakes lead, bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch is fouled off. Encarnacion sets, glove at the belt, peers in, and kicks. Fouled off, two balls, two strikes. And now there is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Philip Abner, the southpaw, warming. 2-2 count. And Encarnacion steps off now. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball. Down the third base side, a fair ball. Thompson will score. The throw goes to second. It gets away by the second baseman, Luis Galiz, standing on second with an RBI double. And here comes D. Gardner. That will be the day for Encarnacion. Call to the Pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Philip Abner on the mound for the Rawhide. He'll inherit a runner in scoring position with nobody out as the Quakes lead 4-1 in the bottom of the fifth. You are listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" Janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Philip Abner on the mound for the Rawhide Southpaw and Harris Galiz on second. First pitch to Mongelli, misses outside. Cannot give you the final pitch line for Encarnacion as he is still responsible for Galiz on second. But right now he is in line for the loss. Pitch from Abner, fouled off. So Encarnacion so far, 4 innings, 7 hits, 4 runs. Could be 5 if Galiz scores. He walked 2 while striking out 2. Abner, 6'1", 230 pounds. 21 years old from North Carolina. The pitch, little outside. Drafted this year by the D-backs in the 6th round out of the University of Florida. Southpaw delivers. Well hit ball towards left center field. Jones is going back. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch in front of the wall. Galiz tags from second and reaches third base easily. Oh, Mongelli missed his second home run by maybe 15 feet. Runner on third as Jake Geloff steps to the plate. And the pitch, a little low. Abner, 1-0 with a 180 ERA. This is just his fourth appearance, not only with the Rawhide, but of his professional career. He did not pitch in the Complex League before coming to Visalia. The pitch is a strike at the knees. 1-1 count with the runner on third. Infield comes in with one away. 4-1 ball game. Abner's thrown five innings for the Rawhide. The pitch is fouled off. Two hits, two runs, just one of them earned. He's walked two while striking out three. Opponents batting 118 against him this season. And the pitch. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Geloff goes down looking for the second out of the inning. A huge strikeout for the Rawhide. With the infield now moving back, two away. Runner on third is still Galiz. And Joe Vetrano steps to the plate. Vetrano has walked and flied out to center today. The pitch is low, ball one. One O is fouled off. Southpaw delivers. Low ball 2-2-1 count, two away. The infield is shifting to the right side with the outfield shading to the left. Wind is picking up a bit, blowing out towards right. Pitch is swung on, a ground ball up the middle, through into center field. Galiz scores, and it's a 5-1 ball game. Vetrano picks up an RBI single. His 24th RBI of the year. And with that, we can close the book on Encarnacion. Four innings, seven hits, five earned runs, two walks, two strikeouts. Abner now facing Luis Rodriguez. Another left versus right matchup. The pitch is a strike on the low outside corner. Pitch is fouled off. Rodriguez has struck out swinging, and he's also grounded out to short today. About an hour and a half into this ball game now, bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch is swung on, lined into left field. A base hit in front of Rojas. Vetrano moves up to second. Rodriguez is on first. Still two away for the catcher, Simon Reed, who's 1-for-2 today. Abner. Last pitched 3 days ago, and he earned the win. His first professional win came against the Quakes. The pitch is swung on and missed. Through two innings, two runs, one earned off of two hits. Walked a batter, did not strike anyone out, but again, his first professional win came here at Lone Mart Field. Pitch to Reed. Strike on the outside corner. Count is now 0-2. Here's the pitch. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Reed goes down looking to end the fifth. But three runs score as the Quakes now lead 5-1. We're going into the sixth inning. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
First pitch to Christian Robinson. Misses ball one. It is still Doolin on the mound. Pitch misses outside. 2-0 count. There is movement in the pen. A southpaw is warming for the Quakes. 2-0 to Robinson. Lined into center field by the diving second baseman. Robinson reaches for the third time today. He's been intentionally walked, and he's also singled twice now. Leadoff man is on in the sixth for the Rawhide as they trail by four. Fernandez now bats from the right side. Doolin's kicks. It's low and out. Brandon Neek is warming in the pen for the Quakes. Pickoff attempt at first. Robinson back safely diving. He does have 19 stolen bases this season. Pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. Fernandez pops it up. Shallow left field. Robinson goes about halfway. Now goes back as the shortstop, Thompson, makes the catch over his shoulder in shallow left field. One down, runner on first as Anderson Rojas bats from the left side. Rojas squares to bunt, pulls back, it's a ball inside. Pitches fouled off. He did square to bunt, does not get it down. Rojas squares to bunt again, pulls back. It's a ball high. One down, runner on first still. Robinson, he has not taken off yet. Pitch to Rojas, fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Rojas strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two away, runner on first is Robinson. Before Kevin Sim comes to the plate, they are going to go to the bullpen. This call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Brandon Neek on the mound for the Quakes. He will inherit a runner on first with two outs and a 5-1 ball game in the top of the sixth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro, wins 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Kevin Sim batting from the right side against the southpaw, Brandon Neek. Neek in relief for Doolin. Doolin is still responsible for the runner on first, but so far he's pitched three scoreless innings, did give up two hits, no walks, and he struck out five. Big off attempt, and Robinson is back safely. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Sim today has grounded out to third, and he's also doubled. Southpaw sets and delivers. 1-1 is outside. The pitch is fouled off, first base side. Robinson has not attempted to take off yet. He reached on a leadoff single to center field. Pitch to Sim is outside. Ball three. Now with a full count and two outs, he will be off on the pitch. Robinson takes off the 3-2, misses high, ball four. Sim draws a two out, walked, but runners on first and second. Two away, and Johan Benitez will bat from the right side for the first time today. He's a switch hitter for the team. The pitch, swung on, deep fly ball to center field. He's going back. Mongelli plays it off the wall. Robinson scores. Sim moves to third, and Benitez standing on second with an RBI double. Again, Benitez doubles off the center field wall, drives in Robinson, and Sim moves to third. Now two runners in scoring position for Jeremiah Boyd. It is a 5-2 ball game. Boyd drove in the first run of the game. And now we can close the book on Julin, who has officially given up a run. Three innings, two hits, one run. No walks. He did strike out five. First pitch to Boyd, misses outside. Nice stop by Reed. Strike on the outside corner. Top of the sixth inning, Rawhide trail 5-2, two runners in scoring position. Pitch is outside. The pitch is swung on, lined into right field, lands in front of Izara for a base hit. One run will score. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's not in time. Benitez scores a two-run single for Jeremiah Boyd, and we have a one-run game in the top of the sixth inning. With two outs, the runners were off on contact. Line drive bounced in front of Izara. Not a bad throw to the plate, but Benitez scores, and Raquelman Cabral now bats from the right with Boyd, the runner, on first. First pitch misses outside. The pitch is popped up, first base side, foul territory. And it is caught by the first baseman, Vetrano, for the final out of the inning. But the Rawhide pick up three runs. It is a 5-4 ball game as we go into the bottom of the sixth. Rancho still leads. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
First pitch to Jose Azara, hit towards center field. Drew Jones goes back. We do have a defensive change in left field for Anderson Rojas is now Brett Johnson. It's the only change defensively for the Rawhide. Philip Abner is back on the mound in the bottom of the sixth. One pitch, one out. Wilman Diaz now bats from the right side. Pitch is high, ball one. There's a chance that Rojas was pulled from the game because of how he handled the ball that was hit into left field by Diaz in the last inning. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. If you remember, Diaz hit a soft line drive into shallow left field. Should have been a single, but instead he ended up on second because Rojas did not get it in quickly. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. It is a 5-4 ball game. The Quakes still lead. It's the bottom of the sixth. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Diaz strikes out for the second out of the inning. That strikeout is brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. First pitch, the top of the order, Jordan Thompson, is a strike on the outside corner. One count to Thompson. Two away, nobody on. He has singled twice today. The pitch is swung on and missed. The one time he's been retired is when he grounds it out to third, and that was back in the first inning. The pitch is swung on, lined into shallow right field. A base hit. His third hit of the day. Runner on first with two outs. Galiz has doubled, grounded out, and lined out today. The pitch, strike on the outside corner. Abner delivers. The pitch is high. 1-1 count. That pitch is outside. 2-1. Misses high and in ball three. Pitch from Abner is high and outside. Ball four. Galiz draws a walk. And there is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. It is Josh Swales warming. So two quick outs for Abner. Azara lined out on the first pitch of the inning. Diaz struck out swinging, but then Thompson singled into right. And Galiz just walked to put runners on first and second. Two away in a one-run game. Bottom of the sixth in the season finale. All right, we are ready for Sam Mongelli. He has flied out twice, and he's also walked. The pitch from Abner is low. Gets by Boyd for a split second, but stays right near home plate, so Thompson stays at second. Mongelli has faced Abner today. He flied out to center field. Here's the pitch. It's low and in, ball two. Abner sets. Here's the 2-0. Strike on the outside corner. With two outs, infield shifting to the left side. The first baseman, Cabral, is well off the first base line. The pitch is low, ball three. A hitter's count for Mongelli. I mean, he's at least a quarter of the way towards second base. One-run game. 5-4 ball game in the bottom of the sixth. The Quakes have 10 hits. The Rawhide have 7. Mongelli does not have a hit today. 3-1. High and outside, a ball four. Abner walks the bases loaded. He had 2 outs to start the inning. A single and back-to-back walks puts the bases full. And here comes Dee Gardner. This will be the day. And it looks like Josh Swales will be entering the game for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Josh Swales will be on the mound. Two down, bases full in a one-run game, bottom of the sixth inning. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cleanup batter at the plate to face Josh Swales. Bases loaded, two down. The pitch is high and in. Swales in relief for Philip Abner. Abner had two outs here in the sixth, gave up a single, then walked two. Swales now tasked with getting the final out of the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. 1-1 count. The runner on third, Jordan Thompson. On second, Jesus Galiz. And on first is Sam Mongelli. At the plate, Jake Geloff, who has hit a home run today. He's also grounded out and struck out. The pitch, little outside, ball two. Swales took the loss two nights ago on Friday when the Quakes walked it off on a double steal. The runs that scored were unearned to Swales because of an error. The 2-1, there's a strike. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Swales sets, glove at the belt. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Geloff stays alive. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Abner is responsible for all three runners on here. Two, two. High, ball three. He checked his swing. They appeal down to Sabal. They say that he did not go. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The runners will be off on the pitch. Swales kicks. Line down the left field side, a fair ball. Thompson scores. Here comes Galiz from second. Rojas now picking it up. They're sending Mongelli. The throw to the plate is not in time. A bases clearing double for Jake Geloff. Three runs score. 8-4 ball game, the Quakes lead. Two down still, and Joe Vetrano comes to the plate. Vetrano batting from the left. The first pitch is a strike. Infield shifting to the right, outfield to the left. There's a big gap in right center for Vetrano. The pitch tries to check his swing. A pitch low in the dirt, but he does go around. 0-2 count now with two away. So Abner has now thrown inning in two thirds, three hits. Three runs, two walks, and he struck out three. That's the final line. O-2 count, Swales sets, checks the runner, peers in, and delivers. Just misses, a little outside. A ball and two strikes. Vetrano has singled, flied out to center, and he's also walked. The 1-2, Swing and a miss, strike three. A breaking ball from Swale sits down Vetrano to end the inning. But the Quakes score three runs. They now lead 8-4 as we go into the seventh. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Top of the seventh inning, the Quakes lead 8-4. Drew Jones leads it off. Brandon Neek is back on the mound. He delivers a strike on the outside corner. Pitch misses outside, ball one. One-one. Lined into shallow center field. In comes Mongelli, but it lands in front of him for a base hit. Drew Jones, leadoff man, is on for the Rawhide. Now Yancel Luis bats from the right side against the southpaw. Two strikeouts, and he's also flied out today. Jones takes off on the first pitch. It's low, and Jones is safe at second base. The throw not in time. Jones, his sixth stolen base of the season. 1-0 count to Luis. Outfield shifting to the right. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Neek is 1-4 this season. 6.66 ERA. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball to the shortstop. Thompson's going to try to throw to third. Jones was off on contact, and he is safe at third base. Cold safe. And Shoemaker's going to come out to have a conversation with Sabol. And Drew Jones might be in some pain right now. A head first dive into third. The throw definitely beat him there, but maybe somehow Jones was able to avoid the tag. Not sure, but he's called safe. Luis reaches first base. It'll be on the fielder's choice by the shortstop, Thompson. Runners are on the corners, and they are checking on Jones, and he might be leaving the ball game. He's starting to walk towards the dugout, but also Arenado, the coach who's coaching third today, went to go get him a new belt. So Jones is actually staying in the ball game. He was just taking a walk back with Connor Oates, the athletic trainer. He says he's fine. And that's the second broken belt today. This one makes a little more sense. He dove. Encarnacion's belt broke before the game even started. So Drew Jones says he's okay. Probably just an awkward slide. And he says he's fine. Runners are on the corners. Nobody out. And Christian Robinson will bat from the right side. Robinson has reached base three times today. He's walked and also singled twice. First pitch to Robinson, swung on and missed. So, Neek, this is his 20th appearance out of the pen. The pitch is swung on and missed. O2 count to Robinson. Big off attempt at first. Luis back safely diving. Jones stays at third. Neek has thrown 26 innings for the Quakes, striking out 35, walking 15. Luis takes off for second. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. The throw from the catcher, Reed, was weird. I don't know if it hit something or what, but it barely went 60 feet towards second. Ended up kind of rolling near the pitcher's mound. Robinson tried to check his swing on a high pitch. He did go around. And now John Shoemaker, the manager for the Quakes, out to have a conversation with Tatum Littleton. I think he's trying to say that Robinson got in the way of the throw. I'm not sure if Robinson actually made contact or if Reed tried to hold up because he didn't want to hit Robinson. And they are going to send Luis back to first. One down, runners are on the corners. And Jose Fernandez at the plate. Fernandez today. He has popped out three times, once to left, once to third, and once to the shortstop. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. Opponents are batting 296 against Neek this season. Pickoff attempt at first. Luis back safely diving. The pitch. Grounded foul, third base side. Neek did pitch on Thursday night, and he took the loss. He gave up three runs to the Rawhide in two innings off of two hits and three walks. Took his fourth loss against the Hide that night. Fourth loss of the season. Loss came against the Rawhide. 0-2 count to Fernandez. The pitch, runner takes off for second. It's low, gets by the catcher, Reed. Luis advances to second on a stolen base. Jones stays at third. Two runners in scoring position now for Fernandez. One down. 1-2 count. Luis has stolen base number 7 of the season. There is a righty warming in the pen for the Quakes. 1-2. Line drive, foul right field side out of play. Carlos Martinez warming in the pen for the Quakes. The pitch swung on, fly ball towards right field. Azar is underneath it. Jones will tag from third. The throw goes to third to hold Luis at second. But the Rawhide pick up another run. It's an 8-5 ball game. Sacrifice fly for Fernandez. Runner in scoring position still, and Brett Johnson will come to the plate for the first time today. He came in defensively for Rojas in the last inning. Top of the seventh inning, 8-5 ball game. The Quakes lead. Left versus left matchup. The pitch is low in the dirt. Ball one. Southpaw sets and delivers. There's a strike at the knees. One, one. Low on the dirt, ball two. Pitch to Johnson. Strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, two away, and a runner on second for the Rawhide. 8-5 ball game. We're now over 2 hours into this ball game. 2 hours and 10 minutes, actually. Almost 4:15 local time. The 2-2, a little outside ball three. Full count, two away. Payoff pitch. Lined. Stopped by the first baseman, Vetrano. He was unable to catch it on a line. Johnson is safe at first base. Runners on the corners, two away. We'll go through it again. So Vetrano making a fantastic stop to prevent the ball from going into the outfield. It was hit so hard. I thought maybe he made the catch in the air, but no, it short hopped his glove. He fell to the ground trying to stop the ball, and Johnson just so fast out of the box. Vetrano had no chance of trying to make the play at first. Neek did not get over there in time for there to be a play at first base either. So Johnson has a base hit. Runners are on the corners, and that'll be the day for Neek. This call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, it'll be Carlos Martinez on the mound. Inherits runners on the corners with two outs in an 8-5 ball game, top of the seventh inning, Quakes lead. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered.
Chevron.
Kevin Sim batting from the right side against Martinez. Runners on the corners, two away. The pitch misses outside. Nice stop by Reed. It was in the other batter's box. Runner on third is Luis. On first is Johnson. They're both fast. We'll see if Johnson takes off. Pitch to Sim is high and in. He tries to check his swing, but he does go around as he falls to the ground. 1-1 count. The Rawhide trail by three in the top of the seventh inning, two away. Sim today has doubled, grounded out to third, and he has walked. Martinez in relief for Neek. He is the fifth pitcher of the day in this bullpen day for the Quakes. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is high. No throw from Reed. It will be a stolen base for Johnson. Now two runners in scoring position. Sim represents the tying run. Neek still responsible for the two runners on. He did pitch a full inning for the Quakes. 2-1. Outside ball three. Hitters count for Sim. In the one inning, he's given up four hits, three runs so far, one walk while striking out a batter. Martinez, the right-handed pitcher, glove at the belt, the pitch. Popped up in the infield, first base side. Catcher Reed gives chase, but he runs out of room as it lands on top of the Rawhide dugout. Sim stays alive, three balls, two strikes. Martinez, 6'3", 200 pounds. He'll turn 22 this year in November. 3-2. Outside ball four. Sim draws a two-out walk. The bases are loaded with two outs for Johan Benitez. Benitez hit the RBI double back in the sixth. He's batting from the left side against the right-handed pitcher. Martinez signed as an international free agent in 2019 by the Dodgers out of the Dominican Republic. First pitch to Benitez. There's a strike on the inside corner. On third, Luis. Second, Johnson. And on first is Sim, who represents the tying run. Benitez has also walked and had a sacrifice bunt today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. O-2. Outside ball one. Martinez sets. 1-2 to Benitez. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Benitez strikes out to end the inning. Rawhide pick up a run, but they strand the bases loaded. It's stretch time at Lone Mart Field, an 8-5 ball game. Quakes lead. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira Triple Play.
of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Josh Swales back on the mound for the Rawhide. He'll face Luis Rodriguez, Simon Reed, and Jose Azara to start off the bottom of the seventh inning. Three-run lead for the Quakes. First pitch swinging is Rodriguez. Lands in front of Drew Jones for a leadoff base hit, his second hit of the day. And here's Simon Reed. He'll bat from the left side. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Swales did get the final out of the sixth inning. He struck out Vetrano, but prior to that, he inherited the bases loaded, gave up a three-run double. At the time, the Quakes led by one, then they led by four from that double. The pitch is outside. Rawhide did get a run back in this last inning thanks to a sacrifice fly hit by Jose Fernandez. Now it's a 1-1 count to Simon Reed, who is 1-for-3 today. Runner takes off her second. The pitch is fouled off. Swales is 2-5 this season with a 7.13 ERA. This is his 49th appearance out of the pen for the Rawhide. He has thrown 64 innings, striking out 61, walking 36. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing. Reed does go around on a pitch low in the dirt for strike three. Reed strikes out for the first out of the inning. That strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. Jose Azara bats from the right side, one down. Runner on first is still Rodriguez. The pitch, strike, breaking ball from Swales. Azara has singled, lined out, and struck out today. Infield at double play depth. Shadows are just starting to take over the field. The pitch misses outside. A little bit of shadows behind home plate. And the light poles on the third base side are creating just very small shadows on the left field side. Sun sets behind the third base grandstands here in Rancho. The 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. The pitch is fouled off. One ball, two strikes, one away. Pickoff attempt is not in time. Rodriguez back safely. Diving. Runner takes off. Swales not paying attention. Tries to throw to second. No throw anywhere. So I think they're actually going to call it a balk. So Swales came off the mound like he was going to throw to first base. But then he realized that the runner had already taken off for second, needed to turn and throw to second, and somewhere in those two moves, he ended up balking. So it will not be a stolen base for Rodriguez. The pitch is popped up into shallow left center. Fernandez, the shortstop, goes out and makes the catch. Two away, runner on second. And Wilman Diaz is at the plate. He has doubled, grounds it out to first, and he has struck out today. The pitch, inside. Pitches swung on and missed. Swale steps off. No throw to second. We're still waiting on the 1-1 to Wilman Diaz. Pitch misses, ball two. Swales delivers, swing and a miss, it's fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. Diaz calls for time. 8-5 ball game. Let's take a look at the scores in the Cal League. The playoff setting is actually, the playoffs are set now. All the matchups are done. Rancho will face Inland next week. First game will be at Inland. The pitch is fouled off. So the first game will be at Sam Manuel Stadium on Tuesday. Wednesday off. Thursday will be here at Lone Mart Field, and if they need Friday, the if necessary game, that'll be here at Lone Mart Field as well. For the Northern Division, it's between the Modesto Nuts and the San Jose Giants. The Nuts will host Tuesday, Wednesday off, and the same thing Thursday, and the if necessary on Friday will be in San Jose. And then the championship series will start off a week from today. The pitch is swung on, fouled off, out of play. And the first game will be in San Jose on Sunday, Monday off, and then Tuesday and Wednesday will be at the winner of the Southern Division. I beg your pardon, I just assumed it would be in San Jose. Modesto is giving everyone a run for their money. They had a 16-game win streak earlier this month. 2-2, popped up into center field. Jones gives chase. He's underneath it in shallow right center, makes the catch to end the inning. So to finish off the championship series, the Northern Division winner will host Sunday's game, Monday off. Tuesday and Wednesday will be down south, either at Inland or here at Lone Mart field. All right, we're heading into the eighth. The Quakes still lead by three. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Jeremiah Boyd takes a strike on the inside corner. Pitch misses outside. Back on the mound is Carlos Martinez. The Rawhide trail by three in the top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. It is outside. Boyd fouls off. All right, as promised, let's take a look at the Cal League scores. Fresno defeats Modesto 8-5 today. Stockton has defeated San Jose 13-5. Inland and Lake Elsinore don't play for another hour. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Boyd strikes out for the first out of the eighth inning. That's his second strikeout of the day. Raquelman Cabral bats from the left against Martinez. The pitch is high and outside. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. One-one, fouled off out of play. Cabral calls for time. One ball, two strikes. The pitch is fouled off. Still waiting on the 1-2 infield. Shifting to the right, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Cabral strikes out. That is now three consecutive strikeouts for Martinez. And now Drew Jones, top of the order, comes to the plate. He is 2-for-4 today. Martinez, 0-1, an 8.56 ERA. This is his 11th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 14 innings. Pitch to Jones is swung on, a ground ball fair on the first base side. Vetrano does stop it. Drops out of his glove, unable to recover, and Jones is safe on another infield single. He has a three-hit night. Vetrano might be a little injured there. He fielded it down the first baseline. He had to backhand it, and then again he dropped the ball right near the line. Had to stop his momentum quickly. It looked like he kind of stepped wrong on his angle. I could be wrong completely. That's quite frankly very high possibility, as no one has come out to check on him, and he seems to be okay. Pickoff attempt at first. Jones is back safely, standing up. Well, Yonsel Luis will bat from the left side. Jones just had the 10th hit of the day for the Rawhide. They have 5 runs to show for it. The pitch to Luis, a towering fly ball into right. Izarra dealing with the sun, now coming in, but he has it for the final out of the inning. Rawhide strand a runner on first. They still trail. No? What happened? Balk? Another balk. I was about to say we were heading into the bottom of the eighth, but no one has left the field. And Drew Jones is standing on second, so it is a balk. 2 outs. So Luis gets another chance here. And the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Pitch to Luis is swung on, ground ball through into right field, a base hit. They're going to send Jones. Here's a throw from Izarra. It is not in time. Drew Jones scores from second. The balk is costly. If it wasn't for the balk, Luis would have flied out to right, and we would still be at an 8-5 ball game instead. Luis has an RBI single. Drew Jones scores. The Rawhide trail by 2 with Christian Robinson now coming to the plate. Robinson has reached base 3 times, 2 singles and a walk. The one time he's been retired is when he struck out. Quick meeting on the mound between the catcher Reed and the pitcher Martinez. Christian Robinson batting from the right side, takes the ball high. The pitch is swung on and missed. The pitch is outside. Rawhide trail by 2. Martinez delivers. Popped up in the infield. The catcher, Reed, had a late break to it, but he makes the catch behind the plate to end the inning. The Quakes maintain their 2-run lead as we go into the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Kyle Amet is the new pitcher on the mound. Amet in relief for Swales. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. And right now, Alvin Guzman is heading out towards center field. He will come in for Drew Jones. And that'll be the day for Drew. So Guzman is now in center field. And we are ready for the top of the order. Jordan Thompson. All right, we are ready for Amet to throw his first pitch to Jordan Thompson. Here it is. It swung on and missed. It is an 8-6 ball game in the bottom of the eighth inning. Quakes do lead. Pitch is high. One, fouled off. Amet, the fourth pitcher of the day for the Rawhide Swales, threw an inning and a third. Two hits, no runs, although he technically gave up the three runs, but all of them were earned to Abner. Here's the pitch. It's low and outside. Swales did not walk anyone, and he struck out two. Pitch is out, ball three, full count. The pitch misses for ball four. Thompson draws a leadoff walk to start off the eighth inning. And here's Jesus Galiz. He has doubled, walked, grounded out, and lined out. Handed tonight's announced, or rather today's announced attendance, 2,146. 2-1-4-6. The pitch to Galiz is a strike on the outside corner. Amet delivers. The pitch is swung on and missed. And it is an 0-2 count. Galiz looking for his second hit of the day. The pitch is swung on and missed. 4, strike 3. Galiz strikes out for the first out of the inning. 1 down, runner on first, as now Sam Mongelli steps to the plate. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro defeats Spokane 2-1. Amarillo defeated Arkansas 6-5 through 10 innings. The pitch misses. Reno defeats Albuquerque 8-6. And the big league team fell to the Cubs 5-2. Amarillo is just 2 wins away from a playoff spot. Reno is also in the hunt. I believe they're only 3 games back from first place, and they play another 2 weeks. So Amarillo has 1 more week of the regular season. Reno has 2 more weeks. 2-0 is high ball 3. Count, 1 down. Pitch to Mongelli, low and outside, ball 4. Another walk given up by Amet. A walk, strikeout, and walk puts runners on first and second with 1 away. Jake Geloff bats from the right side. Runners on first and second. 1 away. The pitch is out. In his last at-bat, he had the bases clearing double with the bases loaded. He has driven in 5 of the 8 runs for the Quakes today. A home run and a bases loaded double. The pitch is a strike. The 2 times he's been retired, he's grounded out and also has struck out. Amet delivers. The pitch is low, 2-1. Count. Infield at double play depth, shading to the left. A 2-run lead for the Quakes in the bottom of the 8th. The pitch popped up right side. Robinson gives chase towards the foul line. He's still in fair territory. He's underneath it. Thompson tries to tag. He'll go to third. The throw is cut off. Runners on the corners with 2 away. Not a bad throw from Robinson. He did a great job of angling his body. Got underneath the ball, turned his hips towards third, knowing that Thompson would probably try to tag. The throw was good, but cut off by the shortstop Fernandez to hold Mongelli on first. Runners on the corners. 2 away, and Joe Vetrano steps to the plate. Two-run lead for the Quakes. The pitch from Amet is a strike. 6'5", 235 pounds. He turned 23 this year in April, originally from Iowa. Was drafted this year out of Dallas Baptist in the 9th round by the D-backs. 0-1, fouled off. Did pitch in a few games in the Complex League before joining the Rawhide. Amet is 1-0. This is his 9th appearance. He still has not allowed an earned run this season. He's thrown 10 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 21, but walking 8. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is a little inside. Ball one. 1-2 count. Two away to Vetrano. Two runners in scoring position. Two away. 1-2. Breaking ball. Little outside. Two balls, two strikes. Amet has given up just three hits this season. The pitch is popped up. Left center field. Johnson's giving chase. So is Guzman. Guzman, the center fielder, makes the catch in front of the warning track to end the inning. And Kyle Amet gets through the inning without allowing a run. Unless the Rawhide can score two runs, that will be the end of Amet's first professional season. If that is the case, that means he has made it through without allowing an earned run as a member of the Rawhide through 10 appearances. We're going into the ninth. Rawhide trail by two. They need at least two to extend it. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rawhide need two runs to extend this game. Top of the ninth inning. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. New pitcher on the mound is Reynoso, right-handed pitcher for the Quakes. He's in relief for Martinez. The pitch misses outside. 1-1 count. One-one, grounded, foul, third base side. Ivan Reynoso, 6'1", 185 pounds. 25 years old, signed as an undrafted free agent last year by the Dodgers, originally from New Jersey. And the 1-2, called strike three on the outside corner. Fernandez goes down looking for the first out of the ninth. And now Brett Johnson will come to the plate. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 1, swing and a miss, strike two. Johnson in his first at bat singled to the first baseman. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, back-to-back K's for Reynoso. And now here is Kevin Sim trying to extend the season for the Rawhide. This is the season finale. Want to thank all of you for listening to all 132 of these games. 66 of them you were able to watch at home. Well, technically, majority of them you could have watched. I just wasn't broadcasting the away ones on TV. The pitch to Sim is a strike on the outside corner. A huge thank you to the friends and families of the players as well. I know how much you more than likely miss your players as the pitch misses low, ball one. They always are such a fun part of this season for me, getting to know them, getting to know the coaching staff. For those of you that I've met, thank you for coming up and introducing yourselves to me. It's always the highlight of my season is getting to know these guys. The 1-1 misses low, ball two. Two-one count, two away. Reynoso delivers. And it's low again. 3-1 count to Kevin Sim, who has doubled and walked twice today. Low and outside, ball four. A two-out walk extends the ball game. Benitez represents the tying run. Benitez today has hit an RBI double. He's also walked, had a sack bunt, and he has struck out. The pitch, a strike on the outside corner. O-1, strike, high outside corner, no balls, two strikes. Benitez calls for time. Rawhide down to their final strike. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Benitez strikes out to end the inning, end the game, and that ends the 2023 season for the Rawhide. The Rawhide end the year 50-82 and 27-39 in the second half. Rawhide fall to the Quakes 8-6. The Rawhide 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. The Quakes 8 runs, 12 hits, no errors. Again, thank you to all of you listening to today's broadcast, for listening to all 132 games. We hope that you have enjoyed this season. Rawhide fall to the Quakes 8-6, the final score. The Quakes take the series 5-1. The Quakes will continue on into the playoffs. They'll have tomorrow off, go to Inland on Tuesday, Wednesday off, and then have one, possibly two games here at Lone Mart Field. The winner of that series will take on the winner of the Giants Modesto series next week. I'm Jill Guerin signing off for the final time. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.